Welcome to the Early Accountability Podcast hosted by Kimmy Walker. Kimmy has a track record of serving as a behavior change and improvement catalyst for individuals, groups, and organizations. Get ready to make the best version of yourself a priority. Now welcome Kimmy Walker.
Thank you so much for tuning in to another episode of the Early Accountability Podcast. My name is Kimmy Walker, and I am your host. Again today, like I've done for the last couple of episodes, I'm coming to you here solo to give some tips and strategies for the new year or whenever you listen to this podcast to help you activate the goals that you have for yourself. But also part of this series too is I'm really helping to make people more aware of certain types of blockage that they may have that is causing them difficulty when it comes to meeting their personal or professional goals. On the previous episode, I shared with the audience three reasons why they're not reaching their goals. Today, I'm going to be offering three more reasons that inhibit people from reaching the goals that they set for themselves. So I'll recap briefly the three reasons that I offered last episode on why people are not reaching their goals. The first reason I shared was that you're doing it for the wrong reason. So lacking goal clarity, not knowing what you're doing this for, what's your motivation, that's a huge thing. Trying to do goals just because you think that's what you should be doing or you think that's what others want you to do really prevents people in reaching goals that they want to achieve and they want to have for themselves. So doing it for the wrong reasons is one of the ways that people prevent themselves from reaching their goals. Another way I shared was lacking accountability. So not having checks and balances in place to remind you of the goals that you set and to help keep push you forward, whether that's an accountability group, accountability partner, putting in systems in place that help optimize what you're doing, just having that sense of, am I doing what I said I'm going to do? Am I still operating in a certain time frame to push myself forward with my goals? And the third reason that I shared last episode that causes people to have difficulty reaching their goals was not wanting to be uncomfortable. So not trying to push your comfort zones, not trying to go to different levels, just doing what feels good, what's routine, and not really challenging your comfort zones. So let's get started with today's additional three reasons why you are not reaching your goals. Number one reason I have for today, you refuse to walk in your purpose. Is this you? Is this what's stopping you from reaching your goals? Do you know what you should be doing, but you simply avoid tackling that project or using your God-given talents and paying them forward in the world? And this reason really ties into a lot of what I was discussing in the last episode about not being uncomfortable. So pushing your comfort zones a little bit, I feel that when you're operating in your purpose, it will feel good. It will feel effortless to you in sometimes in some ways, but there's still barriers to break through and it's still going to have different levels, like we say, and different devils and different levels of just kind of being uncomfortable and having to challenge everything that you know. So refusing to walk in your purpose, knowing that you should be doing something, knowing that you should be starting a project, knowing that you have a talent that you're not really utilizing in the world that other people could benefit from, that's huge. And it's really, really, really hard. This is something that I have worked on myself, just really trying to position myself where I can really let my talents show and manifest in the world. A lot of things that I've learned or trainings that I've attended or just some skills that I naturally have for myself, there was a really long time when I just kept them to myself. No matter what people said, no matter how much people said I was good at it, I just really didn't step out on the limb and really walk in my purpose completely. And I'll even expand on it. Like, I know one thing with me, like I said, a lot of people come to me when they want to start something. And the big things that a lot of people come to me about are weight loss and wellness, wanting to start a business or a new, you know, venture for themselves, whether it's launching a podcast, getting out more on social media. Another thing that people come to me a lot about is just having difficulties educationally, whether that's with their child or themselves, but just getting through vocational or educational blockage that may be stopping them from really succeeding in those environments. My weight loss story is one that people know a lot about. And for those of you that don't know, in 2005, I went on to lose over 100 pounds myself naturally through diet and exercise. And with this lifestyle change, I started to really get into weight loss and wellness, and I went on to gain a lot of certifications. I became a personal trainer, I became a wellness coach, a group exercise instructor, a yoga instructor. But there was a time when I really was gaining the knowledge, gaining the certifications. I had lost the weight on my own, but I really wasn't putting all that I was learning or had learned from my personal experiences or just from the certifications and trainings that I went to learn more about fitness and wellness. I really wasn't pouring that back into the world. I was more so kind of just sheltering in it, keeping it to myself. It was helping me, but I wasn't really paying it forward. My weight has always been one of the big battles of my life, and why I say it's so important to walk in your purpose. Me having to fight and tackle obesity for at this point well over 10 years and going through the ups and downs and going through my entire childhood obese, but then finally losing over 100 pounds on my own, that is part of my purpose. That is part of my story. And that is something, a gift that I should be paying forward into the world and encouraging other people and showing them a path that may work for them to get the results that they want. So when I was not really walking in my purpose, like I said, I was gaining the knowledge, but not necessarily utilizing it. I was going, like I said, to trainings or conferences and getting certifications, but I necessarily wasn't at that same speed giving it back out. So look at the things in your life and really think about, are there areas where you're getting and gaining, but you're not pouring it back out? Do you have a gift or a talent that you know and other people have told you numerous times that you're great at this, you have value in this? Are you giving that out as well? Are the things that you're putting the most energy in, are they linked with your purpose? And I know sometimes we may have a job or a 9-to-5 that isn't necessarily 100% aligned with our purpose. We all have bills to pay and we all have to do what we have to do at the time. But are you still positioning yourself so that you can work your job and still reach your goals for you or take care of your other responsibilities that you have, whether it's your family or what have you, but still move in your purpose? Or are you stopping yourself and making excuses? Number two, another reason for myself and something that I come into a lot with others on why you're not reaching your goals, you don't want to work. This is a big one. You have to be willing to put in the work. Yes, we want to make sure that we're doing things for the right reasons. We want to have accountability. We know that we have to be a little bit uncomfortable. We've talked, like we said, about walking in our purpose, but you have to work. So putting things down and having 100 to-do lists, but never doing what's on the list will get you nowhere. Getting all the materials that you need for a project, but not actually putting it into action. Getting an accountability partner or getting in a mastermind group, but getting into these things and still not doing the work, still not doing what the coach for your partner, looking at the suggestions that are given to you and actually implementing them, you won't reach your goals until you put in the work. Yes, we have to be a little bit uncomfortable, but we're going to have to work. Another example, I talk to a lot of people, sometimes on a personal level, about how my income has changed so significantly in the last 4 to 5 years. And I've talked on another podcast where I was a guest, where I talked about how in 3 or 4 years, I quadrupled my income. And one thing, I have some people who come to me who feel like they're not in the place where they want to be financially. And they say, well, tell me how you do it. I really need to make more money. I really need to gain more income. There's so many things that I can do if I had additional resources, additional money to do these things and help me implement, put checks and balances in place. And sometimes I'll talk to the people, I'll get a feel. I'll ask them, you know, how much money they make, how much they would like to make. We kind of go over what skills they have. And almost always, I'm suggesting things that that person could do based on their desires and how much extra money that they want to earn. A lot of times, it usually involves, especially in the beginning stages, I tell people, for most, it might involve working another job. And I kid you not, I have so many people who come to me and say, how can I earn more money? And if I say anything about, okay, you might have to get a second job, I've had so many people say, oh, no, I don't want to work more. Well, yes, we should be smart about our time and how much we're working. And we don't always want to be in a place where we are exchanging our time for money. But if you're not willing to put in the extra legwork in the beginning so that you can reap the benefits later, you will always stay in the same place. You're going to have to do some work, whether that's you trying to do better for yourself physically, whether that's you trying to launch a project, start a business, create a tighter bond within your family, work on your interpersonal relationships, move up the ladder in your job. Whatever it is that you want to achieve, you're going to have to work for it. So are you stopping things when they get a little bit rough? Are you stopping things when you have to work a little bit harder than you've had to work before? When you've had to work a little bit differently than you've had to work before? When you've had to network more? When you've had to try to look outside of just your paradigm of thinking in your dynamics, whether it's with your children or your family or your significant others? Are you willing to put in the work to make the changes that you want to see for yourself? And that goes beyond just what people could see. There's social, there's emotional, there's mental components to that too. Are you ready to put in the work to get the results that you want to see? Okay. Now this brings me to one of my big ones. Number 3 reason I feel like people are not reaching their goals. And like I say, this isn't just me saying this about others. This also kind of goes into me too. And I've learned a lot about this, and this is a tough one for me as well. But 3 reason I think people don't reach their goals is because they don't want to change their inner circle. This has been something that has really challenged me, especially in the last, I'd say, 2.5 years of life. When things started to change for me, especially with how I was taking off with my businesses, with self-employment, things changed. And I was in a new place and just doing pretty much something completely different than what I had been doing before. Like we said, it was a lot of hard work. There was a lot of setbacks. And I really needed people to talk to, especially on the journey to self-employment, that understood what I was going through, but they could also give me feedback and be a sounding board for me because of that. Well, a lot of my friends or people who I were close with, they weren't necessarily going through the same journey as me, especially when it came to building or launching my business or becoming an entrepreneur. So I really had to shift certain parts of my circle and how I kind of interacted with them. I had to position myself to, like we said before, get uncomfortable and meet different people, some who are on the same journey as me, but some that were already where I wanted to be. I also have had to really make sure that the people that I surround myself with or that I feed into and that feed into me aren't always just a demographic that's comfortable to me. So really trying to make sure that everybody who you associate with doesn't necessarily have to look like you. They don't all have to think like you. They all don't have to vote like you do politically, believe what you believe spiritually. Are you really putting yourself around a diverse set of people that can truly help you grow? Sometimes we have to make shifts in our inner circle, and that does not always mean that you have to cut people off completely, but sometimes we have to change our dynamic and what it is that people bring to us. So another example, I say, sometimes when people are trying to fight something like smoking or drinking, doing drugs, their weight, you know, trying to live a little healthier lifestyle. If you surrounded yourself with people that those things were the main mode of what you all did in your dynamics, you're going to have a hard time with your relationship and being around those people and staying on your goals because you all are in different places now. So if I'm trying to stop drinking and the friends that I hang out with all the time always want to go to bars, it may be time to relook at some things and make some shifts and some changes. That's not always to necessarily say you can't have those same people or those same friends, but the way in which you interact with them may have to change because what they're doing doesn't align with where you're going. And we have to be okay with understanding that sometimes we just are in different places than some of the people around us. This does not make them bad people. This does not make us superior, but it's just understanding what you want from yourself, where you're trying to go, and making sure that you surround yourself with people that are either going where you're going or already where you want to be. Huge, huge thing. And I'm going to talk more on the podcast in future episodes just about the inner circle, because I believe it is so, so, so important. We really do need people around us that can help motivate us too. A lot of it has to come internal, but your inner circle can really be that sounding board for you. They really also can help catapult you and push you forward as well. So definitely check your inner circle. Look at the different people you hang out with, spend time with, and what is the dynamic with that? What is the purpose of the relationship? Really look and think about that. Even just taking your top 10 or 20 people that you invest time in, whether it's spending time with them, talking on the phone, networking, family, friends, etc. Really look at your inner circle. What does it look like a lot of the times that you all are together? What is the conversation like? What are your actions like after talking to these people or after spending time with them? If they're completely different, sometimes we really have to look and ask ourselves questions about the things that we're holding on to. And this can be one of the most difficult, difficult things, especially when you've kind of had a dynamic with a person for a very, very long time. But I can tell you from personal experience and working with others, it really doesn't matter. And in the end, if the people that are around you are doing or participating in things that are counterproductive to the goals that you have for yourself personally or professionally, you gain no points in life by being loyal to somebody just because you've been around them for a long time, just because you all have the same last name, just because you all have known each other since kindergarten or what have you. You gain nothing from that. So really take a look and examine the people that are around you. I call them your orbits or orbitals, the different layers of people that are around you. And just really look at what you give to these people and what you take from them as well. And even if you all are not in alignment with the direction that you're going right now, do the people in your circle support you in your vision, even if it's different from theirs? Understanding their loyalty and where they lie, huge thing. But like I said, third biggest reason I think people do not reach their goals is because they do not want to change or shift their inner circle. Whether that's getting rid of people that are they are no longer in alignment with or changing those dynamics, or just really letting different people in that may make you uncomfortable or that you've never really had that kind of dynamic with before, really not expanding your horizons. So it's not all just about letting go, but really opening up yourself to the other possibilities of what you could achieve with different relationships in your life. So just to recap, today, three more reasons why you're not reaching your goals. And number one was you refuse to walk in your purpose. Number two, you don't want to put in the work. And number three, you don't want to change your inner circle. So again, thank you so, so much for tuning into the Early Accountability Podcast. I am so, so grateful for the growth of the show. Please stay tuned, subscribe to the podcast, give us feedback, let us know anything that you would like to see in future episodes. But the feedback and the participation and the listens of the show have been amazing as I'm getting ready to near the 1 year mark. So I just wanted to take some time before I got off today to just say thank you. Thank you so much for supporting the show and my vision and just the other guests that have been on the show. So the response has just been amazing. And I just want to say thank you so much for your loyalty to the Early Accountability Podcast. Again, I'm Kimmy Walker, and until next time.
It was a pleasure to have you join us on this episode of the Early Accountability Podcast with Kimmy Walker. Be sure to visit earlyaccountability.com to sign up for the Early Accountability newsletter. We look forward to activating your greatness and helping you reach your goals.